Mahalo to the many resource people who have contributed background and assistance for these reports. We're all hoping to understand enough to find a way forward that we can all support. Thank you for your thoughts and your attention. Write me anytime. ntanigawa@hawaiipublicradio.org. James Charlier is a transportation planner, head of Charlier Associates, based in Boulder, Colorado. Jakarta, Indonesia is the largest city they've worked in, but most of their work is in the U.S., Houston, Los Angeles suburbs, Phoenix, many more. Charlier was invited to Honolulu 12 years ago to work on zoning and is currently doing transportation planning in Ho'opili. His experience in transit nationwide offers perspective on our rail cost explosion.
This problem of cost overruns and escalating costs far beyond the original budget, that has almost become a characteristic of developing a major transit system. For example, fast tracks.
Denver's 113-mile regional rail system's moving forward, costing billions more than first projected.
That caused incredible political turmoil and battles, and it was part of mayoral races and debated in the legislature. And those of us who work in transportation have concluded that we have to get much better at that, or we're just going to completely lose any public support for making major investments.
Charlier maintains transit as well as highway and freeway projects all suffer overruns, partly because these major capital investments are much harder these days.
The process is much more difficult. The kinds of mitigations and management strategies that are required become much more demanding than they used to be. That acceleration and increase in the demands placed on those projects has, I think, outpaced our ability to implement them.
One cost-relieving development, Charlier notes, is in public-private partnerships.
Certainly a good conversation for Honolulu to have. We've had mixed results with that in the Denver region.
Their T-Rex project, a light rail / freeway from downtown Denver to suburbs in the south, came in ahead of schedule and under the most recent budget forecast. The rail line partnership from downtown to the airport, however, is suffering ongoing problems.
The big dig in Boston, of course, was the ultimate example of a project gone wrong almost every possible way, including cost overruns.
For three decades, they weathered problems from falling light fixtures and faulty cement mixing to a ceiling collapse that killed a passenger. The price tag went from $2.6 to $15 billion. That's $24 billion, including debt interest.
But they needed to complete it, and now it's an extremely important part of the Boston metro region. If they didn't have it, they would be incurring costs every day and travel costs and opportunity costs associated with economic development.
Charlier points out there are members of the public who do not favor growth and would not want to spur economic development.
What we realized was that you couldn't just say, we're going to accept high levels of congestion and that's okay with us, because it would have economic impacts that you didn't anticipate.
Like sending development into rural areas. Granted, we have to do something. But this project is now estimated at $9.5 billion for a population of 1 million. Could we default?
That's a very serious question. And if that's a prospect, then it deserves very careful consideration. But I have not actually heard that. I think that is at another level, it's an important question to say, if we're going to spend $8 billion on a rail system, what might we have spent that $8 billion on that might have yielded a higher rate of return? That's always something we should ask. And frankly, it doesn't always get asked. And I think it's fair, when you're part of the way through something and the costs keep escalating, you have to kind of keep raising that. But at some point, we lose sight of the benefits, and we forget that if we bail out, we're bailing out of the benefits as well. So I think it's a tough decision, but it'd be really rare for a major mega project to just be shut down part of the way through because of escalating costs. Usually that's not a viable choice.
$9.5 billion estimated so far. What are we trying to do? What is the vision? We'll look at that and talk with the people who started us on this path. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.